What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Billions After Show finale. Can you believe it? For season four, tonight we are chatting the end of a truce. We find out who the season's biggest idiot is, and we find the biggest bust yet. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Woo-hoo! Wow!
Oh,
that was like a happened in my
fireworks
brain.
Fireworks everywhere.
Right? Everywhere. Ooh. What a finale.
That was
the finale I wanted. That's the finale I needed.
Jeez.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Billions Ooh. After Show. The final after show for season four. Can you believe it? 12?
It went by so fast.
It did. It went by super fast.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us like this entire season. I am your host, Nadine Dallapella, and with me is Regina Coles. We have a lot to break down tonight. There was so much that happened. There was so much we wanted to have happen. There's so much we were like, oh no, why is this happening? We will break it all down for you. But first, Regina, just give me quickly initial thoughts. I know it was fireworks, but what are you thinking about it?
Initial thoughts were most of my predictions came true.
The girl,
but
yeah.
I
call
didn't.
You Miss Cleo.
Well, I don't know about all that, but that's a good one, maybe. But you know what? The thing that really caught me by surprise was your prediction that Chuck and his dad had the ups on Brian all the time, that they, you know, slammed their wire back on him.
Yeah, the Rhodes boys. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
They were being little sneaky guys.
Right.
But I caught up to what they were throwing down because the writer, they do that a lot. I feel like every season there's something where you think that Chuck is going to get caught, and it's like, nah, the guy is one step, like 10 steps ahead of everything that we know.
Yeah.
I think it was an amazing finale.
It really was.
I loved it. I was on the edge of my seat. I was watching it by myself, and I was just kind of screaming out loud.
There was so much going on. I was like, oh my gosh.
I was like, oh, ah, what, huh? That was basically the sound effects happening.
Oh, and I felt so bad for Rebecca.
Rebecca's heart got broken.
I said last week, girl, I thought you were smarter than that.
Yeah, no.
His arch rival, she got in bed with him, and he threw it right back in her face and just pulled the rug from out under her with sailors.
Yeah, that's the one thing to do to Bobby. Don't betray him like that, or he will completely destroy you. But not really destroy you. He just destroyed the relationship because the deal ended up being good with her. But we'll dive into that. Yeah. I see you guys blowing up the chat right now. I absolutely love it. Thank you all for being in there. I will get into those and pick out some of the fun stuff that you guys are saying. So please keep going as we're talking about every topic. I think first what I want to really dive into is what I like to call the bust.
Mm-hmm.
The bust of Mr. Brian Connerty.
Yeah.
The boy got what was coming to him.
Yeah, he brought it on himself.
Because this was kind of one of the biggest shocks of the episode. Like, who saw this coming?
It was. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, I saw it coming. I saw that, you know, that there was a way that Chuck knew, but I didn't know it was to the extent of this.
I always told you that Kate is working for Chuck.
Kate,
if it weren't for Kate working with Chuck, they wouldn't have brought him down like they
did. Yeah, and let's talk about Kate for a second. So I feel like Kate, we've been trying to figure out all episode, is she just out for good? Is she, doesn't matter whose side she's on. She's either going to be on Brian's if it's Brian trying to take Chuck down for a good reason, or she'll be on Chuck's if it's to take Brian down for a good reason. And I think that stayed true this episode because the only way Brian was going to be taken down is if he took himself down. So
and he did.
She set it up where she had the audio recorded if something bad was going down, but she didn't do anything to cause him to get in trouble unless he went in and actually did it. So she was being silent every time that he brought her into the office and he was trying to pick her brain on what's going on. And she's just like, you know, you're my boss. You can force me to stand here, but you can't force me to tell you anything.
Yeah.
And like 19 times she said,
warned him.
Yeah. She said 19 times, I don't want you to know. And clearly we saw what was next on the tape was that Brian Connerty was the idiot. And
Pandora's box. He just couldn't help himself.
He really couldn't. And, you know, I thought that when she called him, that the look in his eye was like Jack Torrance from The Shining. Because he had the same obsessed look in his eyes as that character did.
Right.
I thought that was so brilliant because I've been trying to describe all season and couldn't find the words to describe what that look in Brian's eyes has been and how there's just this overall revenge that's just been driving him. And that metaphor right there of comparing those two characters really made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that. Did you agree with kind of that line?
If you've seen The Shining and you know what they're talking about, Jack Nicholson's character,
of course.
Yeah.
It's such a great comparison.
Yeah.
But man, this episode shows you how revenge can just bring a person down to a point where you hate somebody that you're just willing to throw your own life, your morals away, your principles.
It's crazy.
To bring them down.
Yeah, and we see that was the massive theme for this entire season, and we'll dive into the Bobby side of it more, but that is what's happened. We've seen that everyone fighting for their own vengeance has kind of been a little bit of their downfall. Mm-hmm. So not only is Brian Connerty the absolute idiot, but Jock is going down as well because of Kate and that amazing flag that she switched on Brian's collar.
Pin,
the pin that she switched. And so Jock is also going down too, which is mind-blowing.
Well, which is fine, because his character in the first place was just not worthy of being Attorney General in my, you know, point of view. So.
And when, so Brian sends Kate out to kind of go on this mission, because he finally got two warrants through a skeezy judge that Jock always uses to get these warrants. One was to go through the safe at Senior's house, and what do they find in the safe?
A picture of Brian.
A picture of
Brian. So they booby trapped it with a camera.
And you know what? When he was breaking in, I was thinking too, I was like, why don't you have a mask on at all? Like, why wouldn't you wear a mask? You don't think that Senior has even cameras in his house somewhere?
You know, when people get so blinded by hate and revenge, they don't think. Mm-hmm. They really don't, because they're so blinded by it. And I think, I can't remember what character, it might have been Rebecca, who touched on that during the episode about being blinded. It was someone. Maybe it'll come to me, but
It was crazy. And Melanie Cagle in the chat says, but where was the Rhodes Senior cufflinks? And that's great. I didn't even think of that.
I thought about that.
Yeah, so I bet you that'll come into play next season during, if there's a trial for Brian, if there's some way to pin him harder, and somehow those cufflinks come into play there. Maybe, because what else was the point of them showing that? So great job in bringing that up. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll find that out.
Because that's stolen property.
Season. Yeah, so. And that proves even more than just the photo in the safe that he took.
They're going to make sure he has some time in a cell.
Well, it was theft more than anything. Yeah. It wasn't just breaking, and now it's also stealing something. And then the other journey that Kate goes on is got a warrant to go to Krakow's to search his residence and finds the paperwork that they signed, and which they thought was something bad, but it was actually all against Brian.
Exactly.
To actually start looking into him. The sting operation. And it actually really made me like Krakow. I just don't like him as a character normally. He's just been like this little pest of a character. But this time around, seeing him play act and seeing him go, did I do it? Did I do good? They're like, yeah, you're fine. You did good. I kind of liked him playing that role. And obviously it was for the good. So one of the best things was when Chuck gets Brian, talks with Brian and says to him, the thing you've got to learn when it comes to me is no one is left standing. Because this is when Brian asks, hey, so what's going to happen with Jock? And because earlier we see Jock come, early in the episode, we see Jock come into Chuck's office, burst right in.
Threatening him.
Yep, threatens him, saying basically that, you know, I'm giving you a chance to resign right now, or I'm completely destroying your career. And, you know, Chuck goes on this amazing familia rant. And he
I loved it.
Him speaking in Italian the whole time, and got straight in Jock's face and was like, well, you know what? This is what my grandfather taught me. It was hilarious.
I hope they have the translation online later.
Yeah, that we can find out
every word of
if anyone speaks Italian, just start typing it in the chat.
Yeah,
for us
put
right
it
now.
On. Yeah, let us know what he said.
Let us know. And then when Chuck at the end is able to go into the office that he got booted out of, he says that the next time that he would ever step foot in that office is when Jock was going
to
be brought down. Mm-hmm. And this was the moment he slams his feet up on that desk in typical Jock fashion and lays it down for Jock. And Jock just kind of sits back in the chair and just like, wow, you really got me by the underwear right now.
Yeah.
And was just basically in disbelief. So what do we think the punishment's going to be for Jock and Brian? Do we think they're just done as characters and they're just going to be going to jail? Or is there going to be something more of them next season?
Oh, no. I think they'll have to carry on with that storyline for a bit, for a few episodes. Because, you know, I don't think it's going to be as clear cut as we think. It looks like he really does have them, but it seems like it's always another element that we don't see or think of at the time that may pop out of nowhere.
Come back.
But Brian looks like he might definitely go down.
Yeah. It's so sad, though. It's like, yeah, you don't mess with the guy that taught you everything.
And that's the key. Mm-hmm. He taught him everything, so he knows how he thinks.
Exactly. And he was, what did he call him? He basically, like, he programmed every move that Brian would do because Chuck was his mentor. Chuck taught him. And even though you don't like your mentor, you're going to do a lot of the same moves that your mentor does because he taught you how to survive in this business. And clear as proof, you know, that look how it worked against him.
Well, and the proof again is the fact that he knew he could count on Kate, mm-hmm. who he also trained.
Yeah. And so I wonder what's going to happen. I feel like this, our review right now is going to be a lot of predictions sprinkled in between our review. And we'll have some predictions at the end. But let's predict as we go as well, because it is the finale. So what do we think is going to go on with Kate? Do we think Kate's going to work for Chuck? Or do you think Kate's going to take Brian's position?
I think the smart, logical progression is for her to take Brian's position, mm-hmm. which is the hot seat if she's got a good deal with Chuck.
Yeah.
But who's going to take Jock's place?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Would Chuck take Jock's place?
I don't know. Is he going to move up the ranks that much higher and higher?
You never know. Yeah. But the other thing, too, I think... with Kate, mm-hmm. I think one of her main reasons also besides her career mm-hmm. is because her father is for the black voting.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so she wants to help push her father's agenda as well. And so now Chuck owes her for sure, big time.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So we'll see if that comes back into play because I know mm-hmm. Chuck just got into that just to kind of get into it and mess up with things mm-hmm. just to steer this whole train along. And can we just give props to Senior for being a great actor through all of it?
Oh, because wasn't he great?
They know that they were listening at all time. So as soon as Jock released Senior, you see him look all disheveled, which he was, but you see him be like, buddy, they're coming after you because they knew that they were listening.
And, you know,
and that's how they tricked us.
I'll tell you what, he is a great actor, but you know, he was so endearing mm-hmm. when Chuck wanted to downplay your baby mama and the baby are okay. And he was, no.
That's Roxanne.
Roxanne. Mm-hmm. And we call the baby Willa or something like that. So I'm like, oh my God, how is he getting away with this?
Interesting, man. Yeah. That is interesting, man. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad with the way it turned out. I am actually really happy that this happened because it really showed Chuck's power again and showed who he is, the powerhouse, the dog he is. Even though we don't like what he's doing with his personal life, at least we know he's a powerhouse when it comes to his professional life.
He's a master manipulator, architect, always one step ahead of the game, mm-hmm. but we'll see what happens with that.
Exactly. So, it was insane. I'm glad that part's over. We'll see what happens next season. And I think right now, before we head on over to stuff happening with Wendy, I think there's something you'd like to say for the last time this season.
Oh, Regina, gosh, guys. You know, it's been an amazing season, and this was my first time mm-hmm. hosting here with the Billions After Show. And I... along with mm-hmm. Nadine and our family here at AfterBuzz TV, we just want to thank you so much for your continued support, for going on to iTunes and giving us a 5-star rating, for subscribing to our YouTube channels, and we just love the thumbs up and all the wonderful comments that you leave, guys. So please keep on doing it. We couldn't do it without you. So thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Woohoo! Seriously, thank you guys. You guys are the best. Okay, so now it was all great for Chuck and his revenge when it comes to the boys, but when it came to his marriage, not so much. We realized this episode, so let's chat a little bit about Wendy and what's going on there. So the first scene, the opening scene of this episode, we see Chuck in the dominatrix bedroom or wherever it is, all tied
up. Torture chamber.
The torture chamber, all tied up, and he's like, no, I'm not ready
in
to be
air,
punished.
Suspend it.
Yeah. He likes that. So, but he's like, no. I'm not ready to be punished yet. So we knew it was going to be a start of like a crazy episode with that, because what is he going to do that needs punishing?
Right.
So he wasn't ready for it. And he goes and talks with Wendy and says basically that he's going to try and get as light of a suspension for her as possible, because there actually hasn't been a final decision yet mm-hmm. with whether or not her license is going to get revoked or suspended or whatnot. And she was even like, kind of like, oh, wait, we can still do stuff about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so she ends up getting the call that she was given just a verbal warning, mm-hmm. not a suspension. And she goes and gives Chuck a hug at the end and gives him a kiss on the cheek and was like, hey, I'm going to even have a glass of wine with you. So just to be clear, because we know that it wasn't actually Chuck that ended up helping her. He was trying to help her, though, before Jock stormed in. He was telling his little minion to go and look
into... get some dirt on Dr. Zang.
Yeah, and so, but I think because Jock came in, it kind of ruined his day in a sense that he's like, oh, no, I have to push forward with this plan.
Right.
So I just want to throw that in there just to give Chuck a little props that I think he was trying to, and then he had to resort to Bobby for help because he didn't have the time to do it. But obviously, as we know, Bobby funded $25 million for the initiative, for the foundation for pancreatic cancer. Cancer research. And Wendy sees that, and Chuck realizes that, oh my God, Bobby did this on purpose to screw my relationship with Wendy over. So does Chuck have the right to be mad at Bobby for this? Do we think it was intentional on Bobby's end, letting that article go? What do you think?
I don't think he really has the right to be mad at Bobby, but I would be pissed. But the thing about Chuck is he's been a negligent husband since the beginning of the season. So I'm not going to feel sorry with him about that, that Bobby one-upped him. Bobby obviously knows Wendy's worth at XCAP. Chuck obviously is conflicted in not putting Wendy first as her importance to him in his life as his wife. And it's just putting his agenda with his dad and so wrapped up in their legacy and what that's going to be. But he has really failed Wendy this season. And I, well, we want, you want a prediction on that? It's simple that maybe she will move out of the house for sure. For next season. And she should, because he really doesn't deserve Wendy to be there.
Yeah, I mean, she's staying in Bobby's guest room now, so we never know what's going to happen with that.
I hope they don't cross the line.
Are they going to? Is something going to happen? I see in here that some people said they were predicting that maybe Bobby and Wendy would get together. We can dive more into that when we talk a little about that more. But I think that Chuck does have the right a little bit to be mad with Bobby. He specifically said, hey, like, let's keep this on the down low. I also liked the writing, because in the beginning, we didn't know if when he approved $25 million to help her. We didn't know it was for Rebecca or if it was for Wendy. And I was wondering, I was like, $25 million to help Rebecca, but with what? We know that he's going to screw her over, but what is that going to be? And then it ended up being about Wendy, because Wendy is the ultimate woman that he wants to protect and take care of. So I think that he had the way to not $25 million. You can be like, hey, first of all, let's just not put it out there. Look how much money I'm giving you. But I think he did the giveaway, like, hey, go do that, the go-ahead, because he doesn't really care anymore about Chuck's relationship with him. I really think he did it on purpose. I think we saw a couple episodes ago when they were prepping for Wendy's trial, we saw the little rift start again between the two of them. And I think this episode was more so of Bobby just kind of getting rid of all those little bonds he had with everybody that he made this season.
Well, You know, we've seen all season their relationship kind of deteriorate and Bobby come at Chuck like, you're my attack dog and I'm your master and darn it, you know, step it up with Taylor, this, that, and the other. I want her arrested, but don't arrest her and all that. So $25 million, could Chuck come up with $25 million? No, of course not. And I don't even think it would have taken that large amount of money to get Wendy's license back.
I don't know.
But Bobby threw it out there to say he made a statement to Chuck like, you can't touch me. When it comes to your wife, I've got her in my corner.
And that's crazy. That's going to spark a lot of stuff. Gavin Reagan says the Axe Foundation guy warned Axe that these things leak. And yes, he did warn, but I think there was also a chance to be able to stop it. And I think Bobby decided not to take that for various reasons.
He wanted it out there.
And he wanted he wanted to get the props from Wendy, too, I'm sure. He wanted Wendy to say thank you to him and not let Chuck take credit for that, which is understandable. But he knows what he's doing. Just like all these guys know what they're doing and know the consequences of their actions, but continue to do it regardless. So speaking of Bobby and Wendy, he makes a request from Rebecca to help old Wendy out, as we see. So they go on, Wendy and Rebecca go on a day trip together to clear Wendy's mind, and they meet with Mr. Mark Cuban. Love every single time he comes onto the Billions, because he is the real life Bobby Axelrod. He is a billionaire. He's the guy who's able to fly the helicopters mm-hmm. when they're done having drinks. They get in the helicopter and leave. That's his life. So mm-hmm. I always love when they bring him into the show, especially mm-hmm. because also a massive Shark Tank fan. Love him. Yeah. So it was cool seeing him there. So they were living by the metaphor for the day. Moving the effing earth was basically...
excavation.
Right? Yeah, just getting their life back, both of them, in mm-hmm. different ways. They are in crane. They're destroying cars. They're picking up dirt. Right. And it cracks me up because they're not your typical women that just want to go to the day spa.
Right.
These two women are strong powerhouses uh-huh. who want to get their aggression out in the oddest ways, but the ways that make them feel powerful.
But, you know, I knew that Bobby was getting rid of her for a reason.
I said,
the dirt mm-hmm. is about to come down now.
Literally.
Yeah,
I think he was there.
Yeah, right.
I got you, Regina. I like
Drop
that
the
pun.
Mic, right? Mm-hmm. So
go.
Anyways, I said, oh, he's getting rid of her for a reason. And lo and behold, but you know what? Before going to that board meeting, mm-hmm. I thought it was, such a powerful moment mm-hmm. when they were sitting in the bar, drinking a beer, and Wendy was telling Rebecca, you don't need my help, girl. You are already secure in who you are.
Yeah.
You know, what you do. And then when they were leaving, these guys try to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
And Rebecca says, we're not driving or whatever.
Yeah, and they get in their helicopter.
Oh, my God. And these guys are like, what? Oh, no, you can't afford us.
Man,
sorry.
One day, Regina, we'll do that. We'll go out and have a drink, and we'll get in our private helicopter.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. But speaking of that conversation at the bar, I thought it was interesting because Wendy talks about how she likes being a part of a team. She likes being a part of the Axe team because mm-hmm. they all had her back this season. They all rallied around her in the weirdest way mm-hmm. because they're all weird guys. Mm-hmm. But she loved that. And Rebecca says that she doesn't like being on a team but likes owning the team.
Right.
And I thought that was very interesting because now Wendy is safe and secure mm-hmm. in a sense at Axe Cap.
Mm-hmm.
And Rebecca is on her own.
Yeah.
But that's both what they predicted, what they like, in a sense. Mm. But the team helped Wendy thrive. Without a team, Rebecca failed, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So I thought it was maybe some...
Nobody had her back.
Yeah, I think it was maybe some foreshadowing mm-hmm. for what was to come.
Mm.
And, I mean, you see it both throughout the episode with Brian was kind of on his own team. Look where he ended up. Rebecca, look where she just kind of ended up. I also love that I'm saying look where she ended up. She just won $1 billion with the Sailor Sing.
I don't think
but
we've seen the end of her, maybe.
No, I don't think so either. But it feels like she lost because she did. It was a personal loss.
Mm.
But when it came to her on a business level, she was gaining, they said, $1 billion within a couple months, which is crazy. But that still wasn't good enough for her because she had more of the personal
time. Well, can you blame Bobby, though? I'm not saying the way he did it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But do you understand, like, where he was coming from and telling her that, oh, you totally ruined our relationship. I had all these visions of us getting married, having kids, and mm-hmm. having this great life. And then you get in bed and hatch a plan behind my back with my arch rival.
Yeah, well, so I think that's just a typical Bobby play. I think that he had a couple excuses for why he did it, but the ultimate reason why he did it was for revenge against Taylor, and Rebecca was just in the way. So,
but she knew how he felt about Taylor.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. It's like getting in bed with Bobby in bed, too, with Rebecca, getting physically in bed with him or just business in bed with him. It's like he is a dog, and he will cut you if you cut him in any way that he thinks you cut him, even though...
She found out the hard way.
She didn't intentionally mean it. Like, she meant it all for good, and I really do believe that. I really do. I think she wanted to just move past it, but she poked the part of the bear that you should not wake back up, and that was the part that's very vengeful for
mm-hmm.
Bobby. So let's talk a little bit more about that betrayal. So there was the Behind Blue Eyes song that played at the beginning mm-hmm. of the episode, which was more foreshadowing for what was to come, just kind of seeing where Bobby's mind frame was at, seeing how he was feeling about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's more of it's a sad song, but it predicts everything.
Feeling blue.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the way that Bobby was sitting there at that board meeting, you could tell something was about to go down. You could just see in his eyes, like, you could see that he was like thinking about it, and then all of a sudden it just happened, him standing up and just saying that basically they're closing all of the sailors' locations.
It was really cold-hearted.
Mm-hmm.
It was cold. Oh my gosh.
It was very cold-hearted. And, he went ahead, he liquidated the company from under Rebecca. He's placing all the toxic debt that Sailor has to Kling, which is the company that Taylor owns.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Kling will have to face Chapter 11 bankruptcy, so AKA Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And we find out later on Taylor's end that this will be they will lose like a
everything,
mm-hmm. a third of their earnings, mm-hmm. and that is going to get out to the public, and it could be massive,
it'll be devastating.
Massively destructive yeah. for their company. So it's crazy. And you know, Bobby got all the board members in line who were sitting there just looking like won't even like basically look at
and
Rebecca.
And he got Sandy
and got Mr. Sandy
who really mm-hmm. dug the dagger in by taking that debt.
Yep.
And turn it into shares and voting shares.
Oh, and I hated how he treated her, too. He was just like, all right, young lady.
It was real
don't condescending.
Don't
you talk to Rebecca like that. Don't
condescending.
It was, I don't like him. He rubs me the wrong way. I just, I do not like guys like that.
Scene, to me, mm-hmm. took away her power. And it was like the big guys here they come.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, little lady, I'll show you.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
It was annoying. Yeah, and you know, all Rebecca says to Bobby is, "You snake mother effer, you sent me away and you set me up." Mm. And this is when they're having this private conversation together. And it's like, man, he was just a pure snake. And Bobby's trying. He gives two reasons to justify what's happening. So the first reason to Sandy that he gives is when they're talking over pancakes, he says that it's a sinking ship, sailor. Mm-hmm. So he's doing this not only for himself and Sandy, but he's doing it also for Rebecca to mm-hmm. save her off the ship because she doesn't know what's going down.
Right.
So it in a weird way, he's trying to justify that. Oh, no, but it's for the benefit of her. I'm doing it for her. So that's one excuse in his head when he knows that's not true. And then the second thing is when he's talking straight to Rebecca, he talks about the whole bed scene where he was laying in bed with her, which was really well done, really well shot, really mm-hmm. well written. I love that we just had the POV of we had his voiceover and him just having this straight face awake in the middle of the night in bed. Mm-hmm. He looks at her. Mm-hmm. He's looking up at the ceiling. You could really tell that it's irking him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was saying that he tried to not let the deal she made with Taylor affect him. As you said before, he started to see that maybe marriage and children with her, all of this stuff, all this beautiful stuff that he loved. But it says that he would have hated her forever.
Yeah.
If Taylor went on, mm-hmm. didn't go to jail, and had all their money
money, became rich.
Then he would have mm-hmm. taken it out on Rebecca and would have really have destroyed Rebecca in a horrible way that wouldn't have been good. So he's justifying in that way, saying, well, I saved that from ever happening, us falling deeper in love and then me tearing it apart later. And ends his speech by saying that now that they're basically even, she did this to him, he did this to her, now they can find out what is still between them. And he had the audacity to say that. Now we can find out what's still between us.
Do you still have feelings for me after
and
this?
And she looks at him and goes, there's nothing between us anymore.
Right.
And he left, and it looked like there were tears in his eyes.
There were tears in his eyes.
And because I do think it really hurt him. So do you think that Bobby had proper reasons for doing what he did? Do you think that he really loves her? Do you think, if you were Rebecca, would you take him back? Throw it all at me.
Of course not. Of course not. He can't be trusted.
Yeah.
Too many ill feelings. I mean, look at what he did to her. Look what she did to him. And I'm sorry. I just feel like, even personally, if someone that's that close to me knows that I have an arch rival or enemy, mm-hmm. and then they go behind my back and work out some deal with them, mm-hmm. I'm going to feel betrayed.
Yeah.
And so I really have to, I understand where Bobby was coming from, but handling it the way he did, I don't agree with that. But still, but then you look at Rebecca, she shouldn't have went behind his back and done that.
Yeah, but I think he took it to another level. I think,
but that's who he is.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing. And it's like, no, I think she should stay away from him. Mm-hmm. I think that he is in love with her. But he doesn't know how to properly love, what that means.
Well.
You know what I mean? He knows how to love on a certain level, and she's the first woman that, you know, since his ex-wife, that he's really dove into. And mm-hmm. we saw that expansion of their relationship throughout this season, and I really loved it. And I loved how she calmed him down a little. She grounded him.
She was really good for him.
Until, like I said, she poked the bear. But it, you know, he should have had a talk with her about it. Said, hey, this instead of just saying that everything's fine, mm-hmm. and instead of being like, hey, well, you know what? I really want to do this. Let's talk more about sailors. Let's have an open conversation. Look, you can make $1 billion if you do this. Then you can just rebuild it after. You know what? Mm-hmm. Have that talk at least. At least discuss it for a week, for 2 weeks before just shipping her off and just pulling the rug from under her like that. It was horrible. I do not agree with any of his actions that he did. Please, guys, what do you guys think about any of this? Southern California says Rebecca didn't sneak around behind Bobby's back. She told him about the deal. Yeah, so she did. She did it. Yeah, she was upfront with how it happened. Adriel Hepburn says Bobby loves himself. He literally said revenge was more important than love. And Adriel, that is so true, and it was proven true.
Power and money, for sure.
Well, and revenge too. Yeah. Because if this was, none of this had to do with Rebecca. It all had to do with how to position himself over Taylor, because as we see now, that's all he's wanted, because he wants Taylor to come running back to him.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy. I didn't like it. But yeah, I don't think we are done with Rebecca.
No, I think she's going to be his enemy now.
I think Rebecca's going to be coming back in some way, and maybe we'll see a stronger, more fearful Rebecca. I don't know. Jumping from one shocking moment to the next, because obviously that's what this finale was filled with. Let's talk about Bobby and Chuck's relationship that is quickly falling apart. So they're both sitting at the dining room table where we ended last season, when Wendy, Bobby, and Chuck were making the plan to basically go and take revenge on all the people that done them wrong, and they will all be a team together. Right. So it was interesting how everything was coming full circle. So they were sitting there talking about the Taylor trap. How are they going to trap Taylor? How is Bobby finally going to basically get paid from Chuck on this whole Taylor situation? So obviously it leads us, after the fiasco with sailors, Taylor is now stuck with, okay, what am I going to do now? Like, I have to do something to fix this, to save the company. And obviously this leads us to Mephi and Taylor meeting with Rudy, who has great vocals, by the way. Awesome.
Well, he
singing.
Sung the wrong song, though. Nesodoma. It's about somebody hiding something. It's a relationship. And that's what Taylor told him. Next time, pick a better song.
But man, the guy can sing.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
So he has this illegal plan for Nigerian oil warrants so that they can basically flux the prices and then basically make the company, Taylor's company, look as if they broke even. Even though it was all legal, it was all a lie. And this is all caught on camera, and this is bugged. And even though Taylor says no to it, they can fake the tape and pretend that the tape stopped before Taylor ever said anything. So this is the thing that Bobby and Chuck now have on Taylor. But little does Bobby know, Chuck doesn't want to actually use this for good against Taylor. He wants to use it to harm Bobby.
After he did what he did with Wendy, he made him look really bad with Wendy.
So Bobby doesn't want a real West, just a fake one, for Taylor to come back, to have fear enough to come back to work for him at Axe Cap. Do we think that this is like the dumbest decision in the world or a good one? Like, is it you keep your enemies closer type of thing? Or what is happening? I think personally, dumbest decision. Don't bring Taylor back into your home like that. Nothing is going to go. You can't force someone to be with you.
Well,
and that's what's happening.
He already knows what Taylor's capable of.
Yeah.
But like he said, he loves her mind, her brain power. He feels like he created Taylor, the genius that she is. And so he doesn't want her working against
him. But Taylor's not going to be
for him.
Yeah, but Taylor's brain isn't going to really be in it for the company.
He thinks he has got her wrapped up because Chuck is ready to come down and put the cuffs on her. So he thinks.
Yeah, it's
so
just...
So he thinks.
It baffles my mind that Bobby could even think for a second that would be a good idea. I don't understand it. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that that's like a good idea? Let us know, because my mind is like, Bobby, you're going crazy this episode. You're going a little crazy, man. So we see Chuck meeting Taylor on the street and says, you're not under arrest, but it'd be good if you pretended.
Act like it.
Like, pretend if you were.
Yeah.
Because obviously this is after the article was published and... he is really upset with Bobby, so he's making other moves. And basically, Chuck tells Taylor that most of his issues, like you talked about before, most of his marital issues were because of himself, but a lot of it has to do with Mr. Bobby Axelrod. And I realized that that line, it sounded familiar, and it felt like we were back at, like, season one of Chuck hating Bobby again because of Wendy and the marriage. And I felt like we heard this line a bunch of just Chuck hating Bobby, and I thought we got over that. But clearly, Bobby doing this and letting the article go, even if he meant to or didn't mean to, it felt like such another stab at their marriage when it was already breaking.
Well, you heard what Bobby told Taylor. Chuck isn't his friend, you know, so just somebody that I'm using, a useful tool.
Which is crazy,
so, yeah, you know, but I've said it from the beginning of the season that they were, it's a thin line between love and hate, money and power, whatever way you want to call it. And I never saw these guys as being anything genuine, but just using each other to get what they needed because they knew they could deliver for one another.
Exactly.
But now, Wendy, he really showed that he was afraid that Wendy is done with that marriage because he was asking her, are you coming back? You know, so.
And she had a big bag. And she's like, I don't know.
And then she goes to Bobby's, and I'm like, okay. I understand maybe why she went to Bobby's because Bobby let her know that he knew when she was the therapist for him or whatever, you know, that thing he told her. And she asked Chuck, and he didn't have an answer for it, you know. But she asked him, like, when did you know that you wanted to marry me?
Yeah.
And he, I don't remember.
Well, Bobby has a little bit more passion when it comes to Wendy. And we see Bobby fighting for Wendy more. Even and so who knows if it's going to spark something romantic.
I don't
know.
Not.
It'd be an interesting turn of events next season.
I'll have to send a personal letter to
Gina's like, no.
Don't do it, guys.
Don't do it, please. But I think that the thing is, it's like they were both fighting common enemies in a sense. They both had enemies to strike down. Chuck was striking down Jock and Brian, and Bobby at the time was dealing with Grigor, dealing with Taylor. Now that all of that is kind of settling, I feel like they, you know, they're just back to each other because there's nothing else to block their own hate from each other anymore or to, like, blind them. And now they realize, oh yeah, we still hate each other. All of this was, like, just a facade to get all these other people away from us, but now the core hatred is back. I think that's kind of what it is. So my question to everyone in the chat and to you, Regina, is, are we excited for the rival to be back, or are we annoyed that the rival's back? What are your feelings?
You know what? Either way it goes, you know, the guys are going to make it interesting, but I always felt like it was any time it could.
But are you excited for it, or are you annoyed that they're fighting again?
It doesn't matter to me either way.
It doesn't matter. You don't have an opinion on it. I'm a little bit... I don't want... I mean, as much as I love how the seasons have been when they are fighting and they do go crazy against each other, I wanted them to stay buds.
Yeah, okay. I guess I did.
I wanted these two powerhouses to just kind of keep uniting and just take over the world kind of and dominate together. And who knows the next level of where Chuck's going. Maybe he's going to run for president and, you know, whatever it is Bobby's doing. But I wanted them to, stay...
It was nice for them not to be... at each other's throats.
But I guess we had a season off of it, and so we'll get another season back on it, and we'll see.
And, you know, speaking of the season, it was some really great moments in the season as far as, like, what was your favorites, you know? Things that happened during the season.
There was a lot there was lots of favorite stuff that happened. We had a lot of, you know, we talked a couple episodes ago about our favorite villains that we had in there. We had some crazy shockers this season, and we have a segment later. We'll get to it later on.
We definitely have to.
Yeah, and we'll get to that later on for sure. So, anyway, what are you guys thinking? You guys excited for the rival to be back? Captain Osage says, cautious that the rival is back. Hopefully there'll be new elements to add to it. I agree with that. What can we do there? Adriel Hepburn says, I'm excited for them to finish each other off, especially with Taylor playing both against each other. So yes, let's dive into that, because Chuck makes the deal with Taylor that he wants Taylor to go back to Axe Cap to help him take down Bobby once and for all. And then Taylor is playing Bobby when Taylor is put in this interrogation room. And that's when Bobby says out loud that, you know, Chuck is no friend of his, just a useful tool.
Yeah.
So, Taylor then, like, you see in their mind that it's like, oh, wow, he's saying this, I am here. What can I do to make both of this go away? Because now Taylor's involved in something that they don't want to be involved with at all.
Yeah.
And you see Taylor talking to Lauren saying, hey, come to, why what? Why doesn't Taylor
want to
be?
Why talk to Lauren? Why tell Lauren that?
Because Taylor's getting her their squad with them to go to XCAP because Taylor's not going alone there.
She didn't have to tell her about the deal she struck with Chuck.
Why? She wants them to know about that because she needs allies.
I'm still very skeptical of Lauren.
Yeah, but I think, because we think Lauren's playing both sides.
I do.
Yeah, maybe Lauren's going to come back.
We're saving it for next season.
Okay, yeah. Who knows? Maybe Lauren is a double agent. I know that was one of our predictions. We haven't seen that come true yet, but you're right. Maybe next season.
She's too agreeable.
Yeah, a little bit. Taylor says that both Chuck and Bobby are both lined up to destroy each other. And basically, Taylor is going to help make this happen. Play both sides so that they can be put in the ground and they can go about their business. Because Taylor doesn't want to be involved with this, which was interesting because the beginning of their speech to their company was, hey guys, the war's over, basically. You'll never hear me utter Bobby Axelrod's name again. Bobby never apologized, Bobby never admitted fault, and I am admitting fault, and I am saying I'm sorry because I don't want to be like that. And then come to the end of the episode, and we see Taylor with their squad, including Sarah, Lauren, Mafee, all of them, all walking into Axe Capital. So let's talk about this, how this ended. They walk in, and then all of the Axe Cap squad is there. We see Dollar Bill. We see Wendy look from overhead. We see Bobby's there. And then we see Mr. Ben Kim, who always just makes me smile and crack up. And Ben gives little lightheartedness to the thing, goes, hi, Mafee. Hi, Taylor.
Yeah.
And Dollar Bill's like, shut up, Ben. It's just, you know, Ben is just a sweetheart. So Bobby comes down and says to Taylor, welcome home. And Taylor looks back at Bobby and says, happy to be here, with this straight look of disgust on their face and just like, happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, oh, what's about to happen? So that was the end of that side of things. And then on Chuck's side, Chuck goes to the dominatrix and finally gets the beating deserves.
Yes.
And that is how we just, you know, finished off the season. It was absolutely insane.
It was.
Yeah.
They kept it coming.
It was fun, guys. Being a Bab Girl says, Bobby and Wendy will hook up 1,000,000,000%.
No. Ooh,
we will get into predictions of that, being a Bab Girl. Let's see. Michael Lett says, Ben Kim. Hi, Mafee. Gavin says, Ben Kim's the best. I know, guys. Literally one of my favorite characters. We will get into some predictions very soon. We'll see what you guys think. I think we have a bunch of predictions to talk about. But first, let's get into our special segment that we teased earlier. Three awesome things that happened this season. Regina, I'll let you take it away.
So the big shockers that I'm taking away for this season, I think we both agree on, is that, number one, Wendy's whole storyline and her just doing the dirty work like the guys and then losing her medical license almost.
Okay. Yep.
But of course she got it back.
Yes.
Bobby buying it back for her.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. So that was a big thing. Mm-hmm. I think we saw a lot of character development with Wendy. We saw Wendy go from the Wendy we love to the Wendy we're like, what is happening, girl?
Yeah.
Come on,
losing
back.
Herself.
Completely losing herself to then completely going down to ground zero and being like, I messed up. I did it. Admitted guilt. Apologized to Taylor. Did everything that she had to do in order to
get back
to
who she is.
And realize that that's never what she wants to do again. And I think that she will become a big player when it comes to being in the middle of Bobby and Chuck, obviously, not just for personal reasons, but because Taylor's now there.
I think she'll have some allegiance to Taylor,
well,
too.
And, yeah, I
a
think
soft spot.
Something's going to happen there because she still feels bad about what happened with Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was one big shock of the season. What else we got?
Next one. I didn't see this coming, but of course you did. Mm-hmm. Lovely Nadine predicted that maybe Chuck and his dad were playing Brian the whole time, and lo and behold, they were.
They knew it, those sneaky guys.
I saw Kate's part in it, but I didn't see that other part coming, so that was really great. I mean, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and how well thought out of them. Like, to be able to put together and execute a plan like that, it's like, mwah, like it, when it comes to revenge.
Yes, it's a dish served cold.
But the thing was, is that Chuck had to do that because it was either sink or swim. It was either Chuck was going to go down because these two guys, Brian and Jock, hated him, or he was going to survive with the help of his dad. And they did. They made it out on top. So I wonder if his dad is ever going to actually get the casino that he wanted and the building that he wanted. I wonder if we're going to actually see a bill.
It may happen.
In a legal way next season.
Yeah, right.
And what's the last thing we have?
Well, the last one is kind of tied with two. So if you think of another one, it's fine. But just the whole thing with Connerty being caught.
Yeah.
And he's possibly going to do some time in prison.
Yeah, I think Connerty, too, the same way that we saw character development and a character roller coaster a little bit with Wendy was the same way we saw that with Brian. We saw a different side of Brian, but the reverse of Wendy. We saw that Wendy was able to redeem herself from all her bad actions. Brian just kept going down that rabbit hole. Brian ripped the evidence tape, and that rip of that tape was the end of it all for him. Mm-hmm. He just could not stay out of it. He was the character from The Shining, and the poor guy got too lost in trying to be like Chuck.
And Kate showed him no love.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they used to be lovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she... was like she was wiping the slate clean.
Yeah, I mean, Kate is always just out for the good, I think. And
Kate.
Well, I think for the good, though, because she's in the middle of this craziness of these guys in powerful positions kind of telling her what to do. And she's like, no, I just became what I am in my position to help people. Mm-hmm. And that's why, like I'd said earlier, was Kate was only going to get Brian caught if Brian caught himself. It wasn't like she was doing a sting to lie to catch him. It was only if he did it to himself. Yeah. And, you know, that's kind of what he deserved.
And he did.
Wow. Three big things. Mm-hmm. Let's get into some predictions for next season.
Ooh.
Woohoo.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions. Woohoo. So, lots to chat. Let's do a couple predictions for next season. Let's first talk about the whole Chuck side of things. Mm-hmm. It's seeming now that Chuck is on top when it comes to his professional life. Obviously, his personal life has a lot of issues with Wendy. What do we think that Chuck's going to do career-wise? Do we think he's going to stay in his same position? Do we think he's going to try and take a position higher because Jock is out? Is that even how it works?
I don't think
positions?
It's going to be that quick or they'll focus on who's taking that position.
Mm-hmm.
I think now, because the feud is going back between he and Bobby, that things are going to center more on that feud, and it's going to be between Chuck and Bobby. But I do think there's going to be another villain, and that may be Rebecca.
Ooh, Rebecca can too.
Yeah.
Seeing what happens
there. I don't think she's just gone walking away.
Oh, no. Rebecca's coming back for sure. I think Chuck and Wendy are for sure done. I don't think there's any way. There's no love left in that. It's just stop. Just leave it alone. Just end it when it needs to be ended. But I think the end of that is what's going to fuel more to the fire of that fight between Bobby and Chuck, for sure. On the Taylor side of things, I think Taylor is going to be victorious probably towards the end of next season in
a
way.
I
think Taylor may be victorious and the guys will go down, but I don't know how the guys will go down because they are our two... Unless it's the series finale, which it's not, as we know of yet. It's not the series finale. I feel like that'd be the only way that we'd get rid of our two lead guys and have, like, a third powerhouse come in and take charge of it all.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're just going to go away, but I think Taylor will play both of them like a fiddle.
I'm still very leery of Lauren, and I think that she is going to fall so head over heels, with Lauren, that she's going to be blinded by a lot of things. And I'm telling you, I just think Lauren is something not right about that whole character and relationship happening so quickly.
Mm-hmm. There's something there. I don't know. You've been saying this double agent thing. I kind of agree. We'll see what happens. I mean, now Lauren is back at home base if she is a double agent.
That would be a devastation.
Devastation for sure.
In love with her.
Gavin Reagan says, Brian will become Chuck's inside man at X-Cap in addition to Taylor. So you think that Brian is going to be getting out of jail anytime soon? I don't know. Maybe there will be a deal cut, but I think Brian is kind of, you know, Brian's kind of gone for a little bit.
Yeah, I think he'll be done for a while.
Yeah, unless he's making some type of moves in jail or Jock somehow is able to get him out. You never know. But
Jock is in trouble.
Jock's in trouble too. And also, remember Jock just also threw Brian under the bus and it was like, mm-hmm. hey, it had nothing to do with me. Right. It was all him until the tape came out. That was a little crazy. Michael Lett says Spiros gets his own spinoff.
That won't happen, Michael. I'm sorry.
That'd be hilarious.
I don't see that.
Let's pitch it, though. Let's pitch it to Showtime.
But that's a good one. I think that's we should laugh.
Spiros and Ben Kim take the world. Or it's a travel show with Spiros and Ben Kim.
Right.
I think that would be hilarious. Carmen S. This says, Axe thinks he's won because Chuck made good on his promise to make her work for him. So, yeah, Chuck is blindsided, but also Bobby's blindsided. Mm-hmm. They both don't know what's actually going to go down. So I think that it's going to be just more epicness, more craziness for, you know, for what's to come for another season. Overall thoughts on this season, I thought it was superb. I loved it. I loved the direction they mm-hmm. went in. I loved seeing them team up. Mm-hmm. I'm excited, but also a little cautious to see what's going to happen next season because now the rival is back.
Well, Lara's coming back supposedly too.
Yeah, so how's Lara going to play if that actually happens? Mm-hmm. Sum up the season in one sentence if you can.
Oh my gosh. A roller coaster, mm-hmm. but a lot of empowerment, a lot of focus on women and the dynamic of the relationships of strong women.
Yep.
And how, you know, people can lose their way but come back.
Mm-hmm.
And how, as women, we can be more forgiving, like Taylor mm-hmm. throwing Wendy a lifeline with her license and not showing up and that whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, setting her free.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of character mm-hmm. development, mm-hmm. character building, and a lot of anxiety, which I'm happy I can breathe now on Sundays, but I will also miss it.
Yes.
So that's a wrap on the season
is.
4.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you guys
so much. It's been wonderful.
Woo-hoo. Thank you guys so much for joining us for the past 12 weeks. It has been an absolute blast. It's our favorite thing to do on Sundays. We will absolutely miss you guys. Thank you so much for all your comments, for all your likes. Please be sure to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Be sure to smash that subscribe button and keep the conversation going in the chat, online with us through until we have next season because, you know, it's going to be a while till they're back again. Thank you guys again. You guys can find me everywhere at Nadine Dallapella. And where can they find you, Regina?
You can find me, guys. Guys, on Instagram, Regina Cole, C-O-L-E-S. Thank
Regina
you
Cole,
so much.
Seriously, you guys are the best fans out there.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.